Today is match day, the NBA draft for med students, if you will. At all medical schools in the country, students will open envelopes that will tell them where they'll be doing their residency. When they enter the match system, students list their preferences, they interview at programs where they would like to go, they rank their favorite hospitals, and hospitals in turn rank them. But ultimately, the match between student and residency program, their fate, is decided by a computer algorithm. Mariel Segarra followed two medical students in the weeks leading up to this nerve-wracking day, and she learned about the hopes and heartaches pinned to this big decision.
I'm double fisting right now. Guys, I didn't eat in a while.
A group of Drexel medical students are standing around a bar in Center City, Philadelphia.
All right, what should we
choose
to now, guys?
What we toasted to?
To the algorithm that'll choose our
the algorithm!
The guy who's double fisting his drinks is Maurice, who wants to specialize in internal medicine. Then there's Bernard and Yasmin, who are both aiming for anesthesiology, and Kelsey, who wants to go into family medicine. They're stressed out, because a couple weeks from this night, on match day, they'll find out where they'll do their residencies. It's up to the computer to make the matches. When medical students graduate, they're technically doctors, but they can't just take their diplomas and go practice medicine. It's virtually impossible to get a job as a doctor without landing a spot in a residency program.
Nothing matters as much as where you do your residency. You know, it's that last site of training that really determines the course of your career.
That's Maurice again, Maurice Hinson. He's 28 and he went to Johns Hopkins. He's wanted to be a doctor for a long time. And he's the first in his family to go to college, let alone med school. He grew up in Philly, and he's lived all over the city. His mom was addicted to drugs, so his dad Larry raised him. When Larry had to go to work, he would leave Maurice, who was 3 or 4 years old, in the waiting room of a doctor's office across the street from their apartment.
They had a kid section, and I remember they used to, while the patients waited to be seen by the doctor, they would let me go around with the stethoscope and listen to the patient's heartbeats, and they would put me in a long white coat, and it would be dragging on the ground.
And when Maurice was 8 or 9, he came across some medical textbooks.
At the time, I couldn't understand the words, but I would flip through them, look at the pictures, and just from looking at the pictures, I got excited about the human body.
Maurice is trying to land a spot in some of the country's most prestigious internal medicine programs. His top choice is Weill Cornell Medical Center in New York City, and his second choice is George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. When these hospitals invited him in to interview, he had a hard time believing they actually wanted him.
Up until the day of, I was still waiting for the email saying, oh, we apologize, you know, we made a mistake, sorry for the inconvenience. But when I would go the day of, and then they actually had my name on a badge, like I was supposed to be there, I was like, okay, I'm really supposed to be here.
He might not get into one of those top-tier programs. He might instead match into a program from the bottom of his list. It's out of his hands now. The results Maurice will find in his match day envelope are final and legally binding. That makes this whole process even more stressful. But Maurice's father, Larry, isn't that worried.
He's a blessed kid. I like to use the word blessed because I'm a godly person. So, and I believe in God with all my heart. And I just feel that God has something for this boy to do.
Larry was in his early 40s when Maurice was born. He says the moment changed him.
The night he was born is when he changed my life, when they brought him upstairs so I could see him. And I left and went to a bar where I usually go and had the drink that I usually drink, and that was the nastiest drink in town. So I gave everybody a right-hand salute. That was the end of drinking.
Let's return for a moment to that bar in Center City on that February night. Maurice is tossing back shots with his friends. Among them is Kelsey Persaud. She's 26 and from Little Rock, Arkansas. She's hoping to match into a family medicine residency program.
Being in the South, we all kind of grew up going to our family docs, and I had a great relationship with mine. And, you know, that was just something I saw was a way for me to really connect with my patients, form those long-lasting relationships.
Medical students weigh a lot of factors in ranking residency programs: prestige, location, proximity to family. For Kelsey, there is another factor.
Oh, yes. His name is Evan Summers. He lives in Norfolk, Virginia, and he's a ear, nose, and throat resident down there.
Yeah, Evan complicates things. Kelsey met him in an Asian multicultural club during her freshman year at Rhodes College in Memphis. He's a year older than her.
I had like this like long distance crush, about, you know, on him for a while, for a couple years.
And then the summer after her sophomore year, they both landed spots at a program for pre-med students.
My friends were like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on this rotation with Evan Summers. And I was like, I know, guys. Like, nothing's going to happen, though.
How long did it take for you to charm him before he asked you out?
Me? You mean for him to charm me and say, yes? I'm just joking.
That's what I meant.
It was like the third week into it.
They started dating, and too soon after that, he graduated and started medical school. They were a long-distance couple. Kelsey planned to go to med school somewhere near Evan, but she didn't get accepted anywhere, and she was resentful.
You know, I always found it like he could just get things a lot faster than me. He was a better test taker than I was. And I would always, be jealous. Like, oh, man, like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? And like, you know, I feel like I have to put in so many more hours and I just don't get it as well. And there is that little, you know, competition between, you know, like subtly there in this relationship.
Kelsey pulled it together and got into Drexel Med School the next year. Somewhere in between, she and Evan broke up, and like the hero straight out of a romantic comedy, he tried to win her back by driving all night, showing up outside her dorm at 1 a.m, and telling her he couldn't live without her. That worked, by the way. And then in Evan's fourth year at med school, he found out he didn't match into a residency program. This happens to between 6% and 8% of American MD students each year. Once they find out, they spend days glued to their computers, trying to score a spot in one of the residency programs that isn't full yet. When this happened to Evan, Kelsey felt bad for him. But she also felt a little relieved.
Not to be like, oh, we're even now. But in some ways or another, it almost makes me feel like, okay, we really are, we're equals in everything.
This is my favorite picture.
Larry and Maurice are looking at photos at Larry's apartment in Olney.
See, that's Maurice. There he is.
The apartment's small, and it's lit up by the blue glare from the TV. Larry has 7 other children, some biological, some adopted. He says he was tougher on his other kids than he was with Maurice. But Maurice got some of that hard edge, too.
I don't know Maurice would consider me a little tough. Do you?
In certain situations, he needed to be, you know, for the areas that we lived in and how I grew up, and I think just being a young black male in inner city Philadelphia, you sort of need that.
Larry says he doesn't have a favorite child, but you'd be forgiven for thinking that if he did, Maurice would be it.
He's always like, he hopes God spares him to see me graduate, you know, because he's 74 now, so he feels like he doesn't have much time left. I think it'll be a big day for him.
For Maurice, match day is an even bigger deal than graduation.
Graduation is more or less like a closure to a long chapter, whereas match day is like, you know, the beginning of a new one, you know, it's the title page.
5 years into her relationship with Evan, Kelsey's about to turn a new page too. But making her rank list has meant facing a choice. Which comes first, her career or her relationship?
Do I want to be with my fiancé or do I want to be at a really awesome program because of its caliber or its name to further my career, my dreams, my aspirations or whatever?
The stakes have gone up since August when Evan picked a romantic spot on a footbridge at a college campus near his Virginia hospital and got on one knee.
My friends and I kind of joke like, oh, we know why he proposed to you back in August. He needed to lock it down.
Meaning get her to rank his hospital at the top of her list. But it wasn't that simple.
You know, even right after I got engaged, I was still all about Miss Independent. I was like, I would never follow a man, like, wherever he goes. Like, I'm not one of those girls. Like, he can follow me, and, you know, I'm my own person.
After Evan proposed, Kelsey still interviewed at programs around the country. She knew that if she matched into one of them, she and Evan would be long distance for 3 more years.
I'd be like, well, what's 3 more years?
But then it would hit her.
What am I saying? What's 3 more years? Oh, my gosh. Like, do I want to just put this relationship on hold again?
Kelsey kept her rank list a secret from Evan until February, when she wrote her top choice in his Valentine's Day card.
I'm not going to like put him on blast and say that he almost cried, but I kind of just did. When he proposed and I said yes, like I feel like that reaction, this topped it with him seeing my rank list. That emotion was so real, so raw from him.
Her second choice is another program in Virginia, then one in North Carolina, and then she ranked programs around the country, including one in California. So there is a chance that come match day, Kelsey will land a spot thousands of miles away from her fiancé.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Hey, babe. Good. How are you?
Good.
It's the Tuesday night before match day, and Kelsey and Evan are video chatting. He's getting on a plane to Philadelphia the next day.
You're coming in at what time?
I land at, hold on. I arrive in Philly at 11:10.
Okay, well, did you already start packing?
A little bit.
She tells him to bring blue jeans or khakis and not to show up wearing scrubs.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, love you, babe.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Okay.
He got to Philadelphia Wednesday with his suit in tow. He's with Kelsey at match day right now. They'll soon find out what the algorithm has to say about their careers and their love story. And Maurice Hinson, who once wandered around his neighborhood doctor's office in a white coat, will find out whether he scored one of his top choices. His dad Larry's waiting by the phone to hear what God and the algorithm have in mind for his son. It's match day, and students are pouring into a room on the Drexel Med School campus. Kelsey Prasad didn't sleep much last night.
My heart rate is like 50 miles or 100 miles an hour, and I'm sweating. That's TMI.
She says her fiancé, Evan, might be even more nervous than she is. Today's the day they find out where Kelsey has landed a residency and whether the computer's choice will force them to stay long distance for 3 more years. It's a big day for Maurice Hinson, too. He's about to find out whether he got into one of his top choice schools. Students get one guest at match day. For Maurice, it's his girlfriend, Jasmine. He'll call his dad after opening his envelope. On stage, a speaker asks everyone to take a seat. Maurice is a little nervous.
I have no idea where to sit.
Even after he finds a seat, he doesn't know what to do with himself.
Can't stop moving.
Jasmine tells him to just breathe.
Inhale, exhale.
Breathing. Barely.
The ceremony involves a lot of speakers and a lot of stalling until noon, when envelopes can be opened. A projector shows how many students got into programs in each state. Maurice is taking this personally.
Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? It's making me more nervous.
A few rows back, Kelsey's nervous too.
Oh God, there's 8 people who matched in Virginia. Am I one of those 8?
A speaker calls the students up to get their envelopes. The students still aren't allowed to open them for 15 more painful minutes. Kelsey holds her envelope up to the light to see if she can make out any letters. She can't. She fans herself with the envelope. Finally, the moment arrives. One of Drexel's deans counts down.
One.
Ready? Oh my God.
Two.
I'm nervous.
And a half. Three.
Kelsey and Evan open their envelope. It's Eastern Virginia Medical School, Evan's hospital. And now, Kelsey's. They hug for the longest time. Maurice opens his envelope. A wave of screams erupt around him, but he stays quiet. He hugs Jasmine. It's Cornell.
That's right. Cornell.
He's going to New York City.
Woo!
Jasmine tells him to hold up the letter so she can see it.
We going to the Big Apple!
I'm on the express train.
Big Apple, baby!
Maurice ducks outside to call his dad, Larry.
Yo, Dad. Good. I just got my match results. I'll be in New York. Yep. That was my number one choice. So now you can come visit. Go to Radio City.
He tells his dad he'll stop by over the weekend and hangs up. Back in the room, Kelsey and Evan are making the rounds, telling all their friends where they matched. When they finally stand still, Evan's beaming.
This is where we wanted to, like, our end goal, but we never knew when that was going to happen. You know, with medicine, you just never know.
And I really, truly feel like my heart's so full now. Like, I mean, this long distance, like, there's kind of the next chapter to it. It's, you know, coming to an end.
In a few hours, Kelsey and Evan will get on a plane to fly to Arkansas for a wedding, where they'll celebrate with friends. Later, after it all sinks in, Maurice says he can hardly explain the feelings that came over him when he opened his envelope.
It was everything from happy to pride to a bit of sadness, you know, now realizing I'll be away from my loved ones for the next few years, and anxiety, because now we're going from just being a student to actually being someone's doctor and understanding the type of responsibility that entails.
Yep, already thinking about responsibilities and hard work. But then, that's how Maurice Hinson got this far. For The Pulse, I'm Marielle Segarra.